want you to give a big round of applause to our state assemblyman, Ted Lieu.
All right, Ted!
Good afternoon. Let me first thank Marty and Joe Rubin for all that they have done in highlighting this issue to the public, to the greater Los Angeles area. And I just want to say, in my 5 years in the assembly, this has been one of my disappointments. I wish that would stop. I wish that we could have moved faster. In 2006, I introduced a bill to help the residents here regarding Santa Monica Airport. It got held in the state Senate. 2008, I introduced another bill to help the residents. It got held in California State Senate. But I'm going to keep fighting. And the reason I'm going to keep fighting is because this airport is killing people.
Yes.
And we know that because the UCLA did a study on it that shows that folks around this airport breathe in higher particles, higher ultrafine particles, including things like black carbon. Essentially, they are breathing in jet exhaust on a daily basis. Would you want your children or your spouse to be breathing in jet exhaust on a daily basis? And you know that that is bad. We don't need a study to tell you that, but now we do have a study that shows that this is happening. And I call on the FAA to stop it right now. Tomorrow, they could fix this. And shame on the FAA for not acting. If you look at their mission statement, their role is not to advance the corporate profits of corporate America. Their role is not to help jet setters. Their role is to balance the interest between consumers and industry. And when consumers are being harmed, they need to step in and fix it. Hey. And just so you all understand, we had jet operations here in the 1980s of about 1,000 jet operations per year. Now it's about 15,000. That is an unacceptable acceleration. The number of particles that people are breathing in have accelerated. We're getting higher additional cases of cancer and breathing problems. And I have to tell you, when I walked precincts here, when I was running for assembly, I had to stop after an hour because of what I was breathing, and I got sick. And I was only here for one day. I cannot imagine what the residents go through. So I call on the FAA, one, to at least pay attention to this. Send someone and show up and tell us why you're not changing the rules. Because there is no societal benefit to have 15,000 jet operations land here at Santa Monica Airport. And one more thing, shame on those who use this airport without caring that they're killing people. Shame on those elected officials, those corporate CEOs, those who take advantage of the residents here because the FAA allows them to. I look forward to working with all of you. Look at that huge jet. Look at that. That is not acceptable. Look forward to working with all of you. And let me introduce to you one of the best council members I have ever had the pleasure to work with, Councilmember Bill Rosendahl.
Thank Ted Lieu, because he gets elected and the first thing he does is put legislation up in Sacramento to deal with this airport. Thank you, Ted, for real. You know, I didn't put this on for effect. I began to choke again in my lungs. When I was a candidate for this job, I started banging on doors in this very neighborhood. My eyes started to water, my throat started to get sore, and I realized, again, I'm standing right there, you actually don't need to hear from a politician. You know what the story is. Look, enough is enough is enough. Yeah. 90 years ago, when the planners at the time built this airport, we were bean fields and orange groves. We are no longer that. We are the most dense urban seaside community in the United States of America, and it's time this airport shut down! It's real simple, folks. All takeoffs and all landings go over the city of Los Angeles. None of it goes over the city of Santa Monica. None of it. When they take off, they go down Penmore Golf Course. They ease a little bit to the south. That's where I used to live, on North Rose. I lived on Dimmock, okay? And I didn't know when I bought my lovely home that it was in the flight path of this airport. Well, I learned because it was a foggy day when I bought the house, beautiful little house. For 5 years, all those planes did was take off and go right over North Venice. And I kept saying, I went to Santa Monica. It was then Mayor, the Reverend James Kahn. I said, buddy, you're going to have blood on your hands one of these days for this crazy airport. It's like a motorcycle in a kid playground. It doesn't belong here anymore. He looked at me kind of strange. I organized some demonstrations and found out that the organization of the Pilots Association was so strong that I started to get death threats and hate mail. What did I do? I moved. I couldn't take it anymore, even though we demonstrated. Okay, I moved down the road over here. Okay, and so here I am in Mar Vista. Then I got to meet Joan and Marty. I mean, you talk about a dynamic duo. These two are incredible. Round of applause. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Rubens. You know, Joan said, just remember, we're joined at the hip. They're joined at the hip with us, and they're joined at the hip with each other. Thank you for being joined at the hip. Honestly, that energy has brought us here today. So where do we go from here? Look, you saw that UCLA, not manipulated by anybody here, had nothing to do with anybody here, came out with a study. And they talked about the fine particles and how it is a danger. That coupled with the pediatrician saying it's bad for children and their lungs. So where do we go from here? Number one, the jets no longer should be allowed to take off landing here. If you want to get in a jet, go down to the Imperial Terminal, okay, at LAX. You can still play big shot and not deal with all that 9/11 craziness that the rest of us normal people have to go through. That's one of the main reasons they fly out of here. It's no problem to get on that corporate jet or that celebrity jet or that politician jet. No problem at all. They don't have to go through long lines. It's very convenient. I called my buddy Eli Brode. I said, hey, babe, where do you fly out of? He said, I fly out of Van Nuys. Now, I'm not going to suggest for the Van Nuys people to have it, but they do have a buffer zone. We have no buffer zone between this airport and the people living here. It can no longer exist in the year 2010. There it is. I don't care if it's a jet or a single engine plane or any other kind of plane. In land use issues, this use is no longer acceptable. Shut it down. Just so you know, who's really responsible for this airport? There are two groups. One is the city of Santa Monica that can finally say we've had enough of this airport and stop pretending that the year 2015 is some magical date. Say we've had enough of it. And the other part that could make it happen is the federal government. The United States House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, and the President of the United States are the ones who control this airport. They're the ones. Don't talk about the FAA. They're just the pit bulls for the electeds in Washington, for the policymakers, okay? So I say to Henry Waxman, I say to Jane Harmon, shut this airport and shut it now. I say to Barbara Boxer, you want to get reelected? Let's do some environmental health studies from the federal level right now, and then you'll get my vote in November. And then I say to our President Barack Obama, you are the president. Yes, you are. You can walk down the hall to the head of the FAA and say, I've had enough of that airport. It is not healthy for my constituents, and it's not safe for my constituents. So, Mr. President, show some leadership on this airport as well.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to give up until it shuts down. And one of these days, I might be on that runway with a sign, and they're going to have to run me over. Because that's how angry I'm getting about this airport. It's baloney. It makes no more sense. Well, you know, in the city council, there are 15 of us. We need each other. We have to work with each other. We have to find ways to find relationships and find common values. Well, the people of the 5th District, just on the other side of the 405, they didn't need any advice from anybody. They knew in their heart what they needed was a true representative, somebody that really listens to the people and cares with passion, who makes a huge difference ever since he's been on the council. He's truly my partner and my brother, Paul Koretz.
Well, thank you so much, Bill, and thank you to both Bill and Ted for the great work that they're doing on this issue, and all of you for organizing this and making this effort possible. I'm so sorry. I have never actually stood on this spot. We've only been here for a few minutes. I've seen 20 planes land barely over the homes here. I've smelled a number of jets taking off. I've heard them taxiing and taking off. I've never smelled anything this bad. This is just amazing, and it shouldn't be this way. Now, I'm here because in my district, we hear the sound of being in the flight pattern further away. It's already a big nuisance, but here, this is really a disaster, and this is nothing new. I have to tell you, a friend of mine was involved in an incident 40 years ago. When he was in junior high school, he and his father were driving in the street that's just over this wall and then the airport, and a low-flying single-engine plane just barely missed clipping their car. In the last few seconds, it moved up a little bit, and it only clipped the top of the hill and actually landed on the runway and had a pretty bad crash. No one was killed. And there's another one. It's just amazing. Every minute, there's another plane. How can anyone be expected to live like this? So 40 years ago, that happened, and that was back when this was mostly small craft. Now, it's gotten much and much worse. So much more traffic, so many more jets. Jets don't belong here 50 feet from a residential area. This is unbelievable. How did this ever get approved in the first place? I mean, I absolutely agree with what Bill said. At a minimum, they have to stop the jets from being in here. I mean, the fumes, the noise, this is impossible to ask anyone to live with. But what they really should be doing is saying, this place made sense almost 100 years ago. It stopped making sense about 50 years ago when residents lived nearby. But now, with all the jets, with all the impact, this is an airport whose time has come and gone, and we have to shut it down. So I will be there. I will be there working with you every step of the way. If there's a way that we can shut this down, we need to work with our friends on the council in Santa Monica and push them. We need to work with the federal government. It's time. It's time we get rid of this airport, make it something else, and move on. You can't keep doing this to the residents of the city of Los Angeles and the people in this neighborhood. So keep all your good work going. The more we organize, the more we get the word out, the closer we are to shutting this place down. Thank you.